Continued by Chev.
You're hearing Delilah
on WLTW,
New York's Light FM.
Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Felix.
What can I do for you?
There's someone that's really special in my life. I just said goodbye to the other day, and I just want to tell her that it was the hardest thing for me to do, but I love her, and I will always love her.
Why are you saying goodbye if we're so in love?
We've been apart for 6 months, and I've asked her, and I've begged her, and it just seems like every time we talk, it's just an argument. And I just found out that the reason why she's not giving me a chance is because her daughter and her parents seem to think that it's not the best thing. And I'm just going to have to respect that and say goodbye.
Yes, you are. If she said, this is not what's right for my life, as bad as it hurts, you got to let go.
In 42 years, I've never loved anyone except for her. It's just sad.
I will find a song for you.
Okay.
That honors the fact that you love her, but you need to let her go.
I need to let her go.
Let me play this for you.
I'm not afraid.
I'm not over you. I'm still thinking about the things you do. So I don't wanna be alone tonight, alone tonight, alone tonight. Can you fight the fight? I need somebody who can take control. I know exactly what I need to do. Cause I don't wanna be alone tonight, alone tonight, alone tonight.
What can I do for you, Jeff?
Well, if possible, I'd like you to play a song for my wife.
That's very possible. Tell me about your wife and what you want to hear.
My wife's name is Emily, and we met about 6 years ago. And when I met her, I was probably at the lowest point in my life I'd ever been. I'd been dismissed from college for academic reasons. I had lost my job. Just nothing was going right, and just through a friend of mine, actually, I met Emily, my wife, and my life just started to do a complete 180, to the point that 2 weeks ago, I finally finished my master's degree. We got married a year ago. We just closed on our very first house, which I'm currently painting in my wife's direction. But she's just been incredibly wonderful and so supportive through the last 6 years that I really couldn't have asked for more. No lottery, no nothing. She's just incredible.
And she was, it sounds like, your lucky penny.
Yes, without a doubt.
What song do you want to hear tonight, Jeff? Did you have one in your heart? You want me to pick one?
I trust your judgment. I'd like you to play something because you just have so much experience just finding the right song for all your callers. I'm going to leave it up to you.
Well, I promise you I won't fail you. I'll find a great one to let Emily know how happy you are that you share the tough times, but now the good times with each other.
Yes.
Have a good night.
You too, Delilah.
Bye-bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
So lately, been wondering who will be there to take my place when I'm gone. You'll need love to light the shadows on your face. If a great wave shall fall and fall upon us all, then between the sand and stone, could you make it? If I could, then I would my life and love might still go on. In your heart, in your mind, I'll stay with you.
Normally, Friday nights, we say Friday night girls night, but this Friday night, all we can say is please pray for Southeastern America. That's all we can say. So much craziness going on. So much craziness going on. And then the wildfires in California that are completely wiping out entire communities. Man. If we could just take some of the rain from North Carolina, from Florida, from Georgia, and have God take it to California and Idaho and Oregon and everywhere that there are wildfires raging. Our prayers are with everybody in the storms of life. I don't know what to say, except I'm thinking of you. And I know if you reach out to the Almighty, He can give you peace even in the midst of the storms. You're listening to Delilah.
That love falls apart, your little piece of heaven turns to dawn. Listen to your heart. You can do. I don't know where you're going, and I
Ed Sheeran.
Hey, it's Luke Combs.
This is Madonna.
This is Christina Aguilera.
Hey, this is Miley Cyrus.
This is 106.7 Live.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
We'll do it all, everything on our own. We don't need anything or if I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? I don't quite know how to say three words I said too much. They're not enough. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Forget what we're told before we get too old. Show me a garden that's bursting into life. Let's waste time chasing cars around our heads. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Forget what we're told before we get to. Just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world?
My life is brilliant,
is brilliant. My love is pure. I saw an angel of that, I'm sure. She smiled at me on the subway. She was with another man. But I won't lose no sleep on that, 'cause I've got a plan. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful, it's true. I saw your face in a crowded place, and I don't know what to do, 'cause I'll never be with you. Yes, she caught my eye as we walked.
Hi, Stasha. Welcome to the Delilah Show. What can I do for you?
Yes, ma'am. I would like for you to play a song to a very special man in my life. His name is Steven, and we've been together for 3 years now. And I just want him to know how much I love him, that I've never loved anybody as much as I love him ever in my life. And I just want to be that perfect woman for him. And I try so hard, and just want him to know how much I love him.
There's no such thing as being a perfect woman, though, right? You know that.
Yeah, I know that, but I try hard for him.
Don't try hard. Just be who you are, who God has called you to be. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to change a thing. You are wonderful just the way you are.
I just want to be better.
In what respect? What's to be better?
I just want him to know how much he's loved and how much he deserves to be loved.
Okay, but that's quite a different cry from saying, I want to be the perfect woman, or I just want to be better.
I just want him to know that I'll always be there for him, no matter what.
I will play a song that lets him know that. God bless you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Down that road before, but that's over now. just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow.
New York's 106.7 Light FM. Hi, I'm Delilah with The Light at Night. Have you tried out the Talk Back feature yet? It's one more way for you to communicate with us here in the studio every night. Download the iHeartRadio app and tune in to Light FM anytime, anywhere you want. And while you're listening, you'll see a little microphone button. Click or tap on that and you can record a message that we get here in the studio every night. Producer David was downloading all the messages that have been sent in tonight. Listen to what this listener has to say. Thank you for being a part of The Light at Night. Who is talking back to us tonight?
Hey, Delilah, this is Jonathan. Originally from New York, born and raised in the Bronx. Moved out here to Pennsylvania in 06, but I want to say thank you for your show. I have been listening to you almost every night. I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for This show, oh, it's the best show ever. Thank you.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for sharing the night with me and for using the Talk Back feature on iHeartRadio. We'll be back, New York City. You're listening to Delilah.
Take a seat right over there. Sat on the stairs, stay or leave. The cabinets are bare and I'm unaware of just how we got into this mess. Got so aggressive. I know we meant all good intentions. So pull me closer. Why don't you pull me close? Why don't you come on over? I can't just let you go. Oh, baby. Why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? In the middle. Kitchen floors are wet and taps are still running, dishes are broken. How did we get into this mess? Got so aggressive. I know we meant all good intentions. So pull me closer. Why don't you pull me close? Why don't you come on over? I can't just let you go. Oh, baby. Why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing.
There's a wonderful movie coming to theaters on October 4th called White Bird. It's our Delilah Dilemma sponsor for the evening. This is an uplifting movie that shows you and I how one act of kindness and bravery can live on forever. Helen Mirren stars as the story's main character, and she's brilliant again in this movie. If you've caught onto the movement called Choose Kindness, you'll like White Bird a whole lot. It's both emotional and inspiring and reminds us to always choose kindness when we can. The movie is in theaters starting Friday, October 4th. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma says, Delilah, I am in my early 40s and I've been married for a few years now. At first, I thought we were really close and loving, but lately, the relationship between my husband and I seems to have fallen apart. We don't have that connection anymore. I find myself wondering if we ever did. But now I have a really close friend who seems to know me better than my own husband does. What should I do? What can I do? From Yolanda. Yolanda, I think you want to wander, and I think this is really not going to be good for you. I'll have my words of advice coming up next. You're listening to Delilah.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
Delilah's dilemma is from Yolanda, married a few years in her 40s, had a very close and loving relationship, now doesn't feel that close to her husband, but has a close friend that she is daydreaming about. Yolanda, stop looking at the grass on the other side of the fence. I have cows and I have horses, and even though I have an electric fence up around my property, they will stick their heads under the fence, endangering getting shocked to eat the grass on the other side when it's the exact same grass that's inside the fence. Focus on your marriage, Yolanda. Focus on the one that you committed your life to. Focus on rebuilding what seems to have grown cold. Fan the flames of that fire. Focus on talking to your husband, getting to know him again, going for long walks, take him on a date. See what is missing, what has died. If he is not abusing you, if he is not cheating on you, if he is still engaged in the marriage, focus on restoring that. And stop thinking about what the grass tastes like on the other side of the fence. It's not good for you. If you focus 100% of your energy on rebuilding your relationship with your husband, and over time you discover that there is no relationship, that it is dead, then end it before you jump into something else. Because jumping into something else now will only cause incredible heartache for a whole lot of folks. Those are my best words of advice to you, girlfriend. Good luck.
Yeah, man.
So we back in the club with our bodies rocking from side to side, side, side to side. Thank God the week is done. I feel like a zombie gone back to life, back, back to life. Hands up, yeah, suddenly we all got our hands up. No control of my body, ain't I seen you before? I think I remember those eyes, 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 eyes. Cause baby, tonight, the DJ guy's falling in love again. Yeah, baby, tonight, the DJ guy's falling in love again. So dance, dance like it's the last, last night of your life. Life won't get you right. Just right now, 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 now. Gonna set the roof on fire, gonna burn this down, 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 down. Hands up, when the music drops, we both put our hands up. Put your hands on my body, swear I've seen you before. I think I remember those eyes, 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 eyes. Cause baby,
get it, baby, hope you catch that like T.O. That's how we roll, my life is a movie and you just T.V.O. Mommy got me twisted like a dreadlock. She don't wrestle, but I got her in a headlock. Never, never do make a bedrock. Mommy on fire, psst, red hot. Bada bing, bada boom. Mr. Worldwide as I step in the room. I'm a hustler, baby, but that you knew. And tonight is just me and
baby,
you,
darling. The DJ got us falling in love again.
Yes, take over
the world. Baby,
DJ.
New York's 106.7 Light FM. Welcome aboard, New York City. You have found the light at night. You know, I have a lot of kids, right? I have, between my husband and I, we have been blessed with 20 kids. He had 5 when I met and married him. And I had 8, I think, at the time. And now I have 15. And a couple of them have changed their address to heaven. Right now, I only have 4 kids at home. It's the least number of kids I've had at home in about 20 years, 25 years. I don't know, a long time. And 2 of them are in high school. And it's hard for them to make plans because everything changes. Everything keeps changing. What is required keeps changing. What is expected keeps changing. And it's hard to make plans. And so I tell them, have a plan A. Have a plan B, a plan C, or even a plan D. Maybe EFG, because if things change, if things fall apart, and you have plenty of backup thoughts or ideas, you'll be fine. If you just have one plan and you are married to that plan, you cannot, your mind can't be changed. If things go sideways, you're a mess.
if you're not able to adapt, to roll with the flow, to bounce back, you are a mess. Don't be like that. Be flexible. Be willing to bounce back. Come up with a plan, C, D, E, F, G. I'll be here to help you do just that. You're listening to Delilah.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
Bring back those nights when I held you beside me.